Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju and I'm your host. This is special edition number 3, the last episode for college ministry. Hello, Caleb and Gracie, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing. And in this episode, I would love to hear more about the potential for second generation for the Great Commission and how local churches can help college students to grow spiritually. So my first question for you is, what are some potentials for second generation Asian Americans for the Great Commission in college life?
Well, I think for just growing up in Asian households, a lot of our focus is on community, right? Like, and I think you can find that community in college as well. So for second generation Asian Americans, that community aspect comes naturally most of the time. I'm not saying this for everyone, but most of the time, that's something and that's part of their life that they need to keep having, you know? And so it's so, I think that community aspect, second generation Asian Americans can use to their advantage in terms of sharing the gospel with friends and things like that, and being able to make tight-knit connections and being emotionally involved with these relationships is something that's very crucial to starting conversations about faith and about Jesus. And so I think when second generation Asian Americans continue on that cultural background of community, it is so it's a blessing to have in college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say as second generation Asian Americans, we're a bridge to first gen, and a lot of us that have grown up in this Gen Z time. And I think one thing that stuck out to me from an InterVarsity leader during a leadership training last year, he told us about reaching out to our campus and how we can be, we need to constantly be pursuing people, especially in the Christian faith, but also people who we see as people who need a community, who need maybe have similar interests, or we could be that light to another second gen Asian American. And I think in college it helps for us to be that source or connection while on campus, and I think it's comparative that we know that we have that unique role.
Yeah. And adding on to that bridge aspect, I think because of that, a lot of second generation Asian Americans have an adaptability, and so they're able to adapt to, I guess, more first generation settings, but also adapt to second generation or completely American settings as well. And because we have that gift, I think once we accept that identity as a gift, it becomes easier to use it. And I think, like Caleb said too, in terms of like becoming a light for other people on campus, there's a lot of shared experience, you know, as second generation Asian Americans. So especially when we become like upperclassmen and there's underclassmen that come in and they're struggling with similar identity questions, especially when they're related to culture and faith, we can easily, I guess, kind of sympathize and empathize because we have similar shared experience as well. And so that, again, is a great way for us to create mentorship relationships and just friendships and community in general on campus.
Yeah. Well, sharing from my own experience as a college pastor, college minister a few years ago, when I was doing international student ministry, quite a number of volunteers were second generation Asian Americans. It's because they are like bridge, as Caleb just mentioned, that could relate to first generation culture in a way. So of course we had a number of Anglo students and African American students were helping, but I think there were some special or uniqueness for second generation Asian Americans who could relate to this first generation in a whole different level. And I think the campus itself is a mission field, definitely, because at least for NC State, at least 10% of whole NC State populations are international students. At least about 4,000 students are from different countries, and mostly they're from 1040 Windows, which is unreached people group, concentrated populated area. So I see the great potential for the Great Commission. So if the second gen Asian American students get the idea, and then if they're equipped to share the gospel among the nations, I think there could be a great agents of ambassadors for the gospel. So yeah, it's a college is a great mission field and great place, and you're dealing with future leaders as well. So just guess that when these international students go back to their countries, they can influence in a huge way with the gospel. So yeah, I think the potential is great and the opportunity is huge. Now, with all of that, how can second gen Asian American multiply disciples on campus? Not just the Bible study, but how do you think that there will be a multiplication of second gen Asian American disciples on campus?
Well, when I think of multiplication, I think very quick paced for some reason. Like, I think of like one apple in my head turning to three, and then like six, and then nine, like very, very quickly, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to remind yourself when you are like thinking about like evangelism or like sharing the gospel, that multiplication doesn't happen really like quickly sometimes. Like, sometimes it happens slowly, but it does happen, you know? Mm-hmm. So sometimes that one person you're really discipling and really praying for can end up leading, you know, 5, 10, like, you don't know that. And so I think I would say, like, don't think that you have to do something big from the get-go. Sometimes one relationship and one really close relationship that you're praying for, that you're really invested in, and sometimes that, and even if it's just one person you share the gospel with, your entire college experience, you don't know what God's going to do with that, you know? So I would just encourage, put that out there first. Yeah.
That's good. It reminds me that, like, when we grow people, like, God celebrates one soul being saved, not just us sharing with 100 people and might not touch someone the way it does with one, investing in one person. I think it's important for us to, as college students, to have our foundation first. Something we say a lot in my campus ministry is to love God and then love people. And part of loving people is to love God first. If we can't love from who is the source of love, then how do we share that love with other people? And then loving people is not just our friends or our neighbors, but also the whole campus. And we talk a lot in the campus ministry about, or we try to implement praying once a week, to meet once a week to pray for our campus, pray that we would grow by faith and in a number, that we sometimes, we've even talked about doing prayer walks where we'll walk across campus and we'll pray at a certain place on campus. And I think opportunities to grow where there are people who are trying to grow, whether that's campus ministries, whether that's looking for intermingling with other religious beliefs or students. And then I think the last thing I would say is, I've mentioned before, is to be consistent. To try to reach out to people and be consistent about it, because most of the time I've done new student orientation and outreach, and though I'm not good at it, I have seen that most people don't respond or are very tentative about it the first time. But if you keep inviting and you keep showing that this is like worth their time, and because it's worth your time, you see, they see it's worth, you're doing it because it's worth your time, then I think people can really see what you're doing, and then that can help you find people who are willing to become disciples and learn about Christ.
Okay. Yeah. That's great.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to add, I think it's like, just adding on to what Caleb said, it becomes all the more important to find a campus ministry that is also like their core belief is to go and make disciples. Like, you don't want to be involved in a community that says that it's okay to sit still, you know? And so a lot of the things that I did on campus were with my campus ministry, in terms of we did like standing at the student center and like asking people to talk about certain things, you know, or even handing out water bottles at the club at Duke, things like that, like different ways that we can actually share. And I will also say, like, friendships with people who are also really passionate about sharing the gospel are so important, because they encourage you and you encourage them, you know. Sometimes, like, you get texts about, like, oh, like, so-and-so did this and so-and-so this so did this, and that's great. And other times you get texts from other brothers and sisters that are like, hey, like, I see the Spirit moving in this person, can you please pray with me? Those are such, you know, encouragements. Like, I did not expect to have friends like that in college, you know, that are equally as excited to share the gospel. And so find that community, remember you're not alone, and remember that it's okay if it's just one person, because you don't know how God's gonna use that.
That's great.
Thank you so much for sharing some practical experiences as well. Now you're talking to church leaders now. How can local churches help college students to grow spiritually and maximize their potential for the kingdom?
Well, I think it's I don't think I have the best I guess I feel like I don't have I'm not able to speak entirely on behalf of this, but because we do international stuff, Pastor Sammy, together. But I guess for me, I feel like and I didn't grow up in Raleigh, but to have like the Asian, there are like ethnic specific churches to be actively reaching out to college students, because I think college students and young adult ministries are like can be challenging, but also a really important focus in a church, because that's how you retain, that's how, you know, from young adults, that's young families, that's upcoming leaders, and that provides, you know, they are examples to the children or younger people in the church. And I think having a like program or group, I know some churches in the areas that do like, they'll provide lunch or dinners for college students, where if those churches are close to college campuses, and if it's a ethnic specific church, I think it's important to embrace the differences between first or second generation Asian Americans, to retain the culture, but you know, embrace the differences and bridge that gap between generations, because God can use both generations and use them together.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think also something like practical too, not just spiritually, but practically, something local churches can do is provide college students with mentors. And those mentors can be like young adults who are in the working field, who maybe are in a career that you're interested in. Like, it can start off something like that, but easily that relationship can not just be like a career mentorship type of thing, but a spiritual mentorship as well. Because yes, college students and upperclassmen are only like at most 3 years older than you, you know? And so even it's like their experience is still within the college bubble, but in terms of mentorship outside the college bubble, there's a big need for that, I think. And so tying those young adults in with college students, and through that, I mean, maybe young adults are mostly second generation too, like, I don't know, there's a lot of like intergenerational conversation that can happen, but that can also help, I think, a college student feel like, oh, this church is my place, like these people are my people. And that sense of ownership, I think, is a good heart to have if you're ready to have conversations with like first generation church members and things like that. And I think, you know, some local churches are blessed to have multiple generations in their congregation, but other churches only have like second generation Asian Americans. And when that's the case, the story can be a little bit different. But yeah, just continuing to supply college students with resources when needed, and people and relationships. And I think that's the most important. And just continuing to like remember college campuses and prayer, and just practical ways of loving, like food or, or things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I add one more thing?
Sure.
Like my home church, we've seen a decrease in like our young adult ministry,
mm-hmm.
and oftentimes it's because either like the home church is far away from the college,
mm-hmm.
or a lot of times people don't stay with the faith once they go to college and they leave. So I think the church can even actively pray for those students while they're in college, especially if they're far away from home, but also prepare those who are going to college. You know, it's important for us, I think, like, a function or role that the church has is to constantly equip people with the Word of God and teaching them how to be disciples and share the gospel. And I think that should transfer over to when people do go to college,
mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way we retain people and help people remember that this is more than just, you know, for you to be in a comfort zone or a community.
Right.
This is a lifestyle, and this is a relationship.
Right. Well, that's great. College is a huge mission field. There are about 148 college campuses in North Carolina. And if I'm not mistaken, there are about 1.3 million college students in this state.
Wow.
It's a huge, huge mission field. So what you said, I think that's a very, very encouraging. Now, this podcast will be published sometime in July or August, right before college starts. And there will be some prospective students hearing this podcast. So as my last question would be, any encouraging words for the new prospective students? It doesn't have to be long, but if you want to say just one thing for the upcoming college students, what would that be? So, Gracie?
I remember the summer before college, I was really scared. And I just felt like there were going to be no Christians, it's going to be scary, and then, like, I'm going to, you know, struggle a lot. And I just had a lot of like negative thoughts, but it's really not as bad as you may imagine it to be. And just remember that if God allowed you and God put it in your life plan to go to this college, it's because you know you're gonna grow there, and it's because you're gonna meet a side of God that like you don't or you can't meet when you're at home with your family. You know, you learn more about who He is when you're by yourself, and so be excited for that instead of being scared, because God will take care of you. He's your protector, and He will continue being your protector when you're in college as well. And so, yeah, that's what I would say.
Awesome.
I would say don't be afraid to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not someone who's close by, do not seclude yourself from other people, because we're not here. God gave us people in a church to do things together. God did not see it good for man to be alone.
Yeah.
Also, don't be, I think trust that God will provide, and He does, because I remember my freshman year coming in, I was afraid, like, oh, I won't have any friends, none of the people from my high school really went to the same college as me, or I'm gonna be far away from home. And I remember my sister telling me to, go to a campus ministry, because she had a really good time, and she'd actually gave me contact info with people who were there at NC State involved in a campus ministry already. And before the semester even started, I went and visited a church with a campus ministry group, and I stood up in front of the whole church congregation with the rest of the leaders in that campus ministry. And I hadn't even started school yet. But already I could see that by praying and trusting that God would provide with me a community and people to meet and to hang out with already. He had already given me that before the semester had even started. So don't be afraid to reach out to people or for help, and trust that God can provide for you.
Wow, that's great. Well, thanks so much for sharing, Gracie and Caleb. Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.